Shem, and Biyam Darkecha, in the chapter on Tefillah, page Resh Yud Bet.
Tefillah,
prayer. Whoa. We're going to have a few weeks now on dealing with prayer, with maybe a break for Shavuvim once, but focusing on prayer for at least 3-4 weeks. And, Bezat Hashem, let's get started. Rabbim mevakshim Dvar Hashem. A lot of people are seeking out the word of Hashem. V'nafsham b'sheilatam, and they have a question in their soul. What do I do in order to have the desire to want to pray? And that the holy prayers won't be this burden for me. Because for sure, when a person gets such an amazing prayer filled with light, with a feeling of closeness and dvekut to Hashem, and being, then you have sweetness. And the sweetness is so powerful, it's so strong. This strengthens my relationship with Hashem. But sometimes, a person feels, I don't have any desire to pray. Then a person, when they don't feel like they want to pray, right, then it's like, okay, this is a burden on me. It's like some yoke on my neck. A person needs to learn and understand what to do. Tefillah, prayer, is one of the things the rabbi is saying. It's at the highest points of the world. Everything depends on it. The whole entire order of an Israeli man's day, meaning Israel from the sons of Israel, Yaakov Avinu, v'kol madrigato ruchanit, and his whole entire spiritual stature, tluim lifi ech shu omed betfila lifnei Hashem Yitbarach. All depends how that person stands in front of Hashem when doing tefila. That's just a little intro. And be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, shalom aleichem. We're gonna go in now. Lagish et tefila, going into feeling the prayer. Tefila, what is it? In a one-liner. Kesher im Hashem Yitbarach. It's a relationship with Hashem, a connection to Hashem. V'ine asiba ha'pnimit, the internal reason she'en cheshek litpalel, that there's no desire to pray, he biglal she'mivinim et ha'inyan tefillah b'tzorah lo meduyeket. It's because we don't really properly understand what tefillah is. And I'm going to do my best to not use the word prayer during this, because the word tefillah is much deeper, and we're going to get into the meaning now. Whoever thinks that the whole entire idea of tefillah, of prayer, right, is that by way of it I can receive inyanim shechaserim lo, things that are lacking, things that I have a lack in, ruchaniyut v'gashmiyut, spirituality and in physicality. Azai kasher hu lo margish shechaser lo mashu chashuv, then when a person doesn't feel that they're lacking something with importance, then it could be very well that person won't have any desire to pray. Because the person doesn't feel an internal reason to pray. Right? And another thing that causes hardship on a person, this is the footnote, that people, they think that they need to have proper kavana on every single word, and make all a complete kavana. And if they're not able to have kavana, then it wasn't a successful prayer. And obviously, a person's not going to hit the bullseye every single time. So most likely, they're not going to hit the bullseye every time, right? So then, that also is another way that a person. So there's one thing. One is like if tefillah is all about I'm lacking something, so I need to pray for it. So then, when everything's all fine and dandy, then I don't really have such a desire to pray. And not only that if I think that all my tefillot need to be with complete intention and kavana, perfectly, then that's also going to cause me to not want to pray so much. But a person who understands tefillah properly, and a person know what he's doing in every single tefillah that he does, then b'ezrat Hashem, a person is going to have a lot of passion, a lot of desire to want to go and pray then. Tefillah is the time shebo ha'adam mitchaber im bor'o. The time that a person connects to his Creator, biyeter setu biyeter omek, in the strongest way and in the deepest way, u'magish et mitziyut Hashem yitbarach imo biyeter bihirut, and you feel the reality of Hashem with you, with the highest level of clarity. Zohi ikar hamatara betfila. This is the main goal of prayer, להגיע למדרגת עומד לפני המלך, to get to the stage that's called עומד לפני המלך, standing in front of the king. להכיר במציאותו וייחודו, to recognize his unity and his reality. ומתוך כך להכיר שהוא כאן עמנו, and from that to recognize that Hashem is here with us, להתחבר איתו, to connect to him, ולשמוח בו, and to be happy in him, בלב בוטח, with a heart that's filled with trust, וכמו שכתוב, ישמח ישראל בעושיו, בני ציון יגידו במלכם. It's written in the Pasuk, Israel will be joyful with their maker, בני ציון יגידו במלכם, and the children of Zion will be happy with their king. Footnote, and even though a person needs to pray also on physical needs, his head needs to be resting in godliness. And even though I'm asking for physical needs, my thought and the purpose in all of that is to get to higher levels of dvekut in Hashem. ומי שתופס כך את עניין התפילה, יש לו טעם וסיפוק מכל תפילה. A person who approaches tefillah in this way, that right now I'm trying to get to the point where I'm standing in front of the king, to feel Hashem, to know that he's here with me, to have my heart completely trusting in him, to be happy. A person who approaches tefillah like that, then he has reason, he has taste, he leaves tefillah with something every single time, every single one. כי הוא מאמין, because he believes, ולפעמים גם מרגיש, and sometimes even feels, איך כל תפילה פותחת את ליבו ומוחו. Feel how every single תפילה, every single prayer, is opening up my brain, opening up my heart. להגיש יותר את השם יתברך, to feel Hashem more, ולהאמין בו יותר, to believe in him more, ולהידבק בו יותר, and to cling to him more. ומי שמתפלל כך, אזי כל תפילה אצלו היא התקשרות והתחברות עמוקה יותר בהשם יתברך. Whoever prays this way, then every single tefillah is another connection, and another form of clinging to Hashem, deeper and deeper. והוא מתענג מכל רגע שהוא מדבר ונקשר עם מקור חיותו, and you have immense pleasure every single moment that you're able to talk to and to connect to the source of your life, im ahavat nafsho, with the love of your soul, והוא שמח על כל תוספת והכרה בהשם יתברך וייחודו. You're happy with every single piece of additional comprehension, additional recognition, additional relation. Oh, I learned that about my beloved today. I learned, you know, I talked more from my heart today. I got to a place that I never spoke about before, right? Every single little tefillah is adding more and more and more and more. והתפילה לא תלויה אצלו אם חסר לו דבר וגם לא אם קיבל את מה שהוא מבקש. Tefillah for that person is not now dependent on if I'm lacking something or did I get what I asked for. וגם לא אם הצליח לכוון בכל מילה, not also if I was able to have perfect kavana in every single word, right? And obviously we all have to try with our full power to have as much kavana as possible, but that's not the point, the kavana. The point is to get to dvekut. The point is to be standing in front of the king. The kavana helps us get further and further in that, right? But the main goal is to be in front of the king. So we have to try our hardest to have kavana, but we never need a break from it because it's a tool. אלא עיקר רצונו וחיותו, the main will of Hashem and the main life force, מעצם חיזוק הקשר עם הבורא, just from the fact that I'm strengthening my relationship with the Creator, שהוא זוכה בתפילה, that you're meriting in prayer, וזה הוא רואה את הצלחתו. That's how I see my success. Was I successful in my tefillah? Well, did I get closer to Hashem? Yes. So I went to mincha, that means I'm that much closer to Hashem. So was I successful? Well, anything closer is already, that's a giant success, right? וכשתופסים נכון את התפילה, and when we really understand properly what is tefillah, ומבינים, and we understand, שעניינה חיבור עם השם יתברך, that the idea of prayer is to connect to Hashem. אזי אף אם יש קושי, then even if it's hard, וגם אם האדם לא מצליח לכוון, and even if you're not able to have proper intention, proper כוונה, או שאין לו חשק, or he doesn't have any desire, מכל מיני סיבות, from any different types of things that could be going on a person's life, any reason you want to throw in there, any excuse, מכל מקום תמיד יוכל להרגיש שייכות לתפילה. No matter what, if you understand תפילה in this way, that you're connecting to Hashem, you will always feel have some relationship to תפילה. You will always have some kind of rope that's holding you connected. בעצם הדיבור, just by the way of speaking to Hashem. Shetamid nimtza imanu b'chol matzav, that Hashem is with us in every single situation. I have a little bit of a long footnote here, but it's important. Sometimes people don't even manage to feel the connection to Hashem. You have to not have any despair. Don't think that that prayer is lost, God forbid. You have to go into understanding and revealing that Hashem right now is showing Himself in a very, very deep way. And you cling to Hashem even without feeling anything. Just based on the fact that Hashem is here with me right now. And He's giving me life right now. And He's the core of my life. And if that's the case, then I'm clinging to Hashem. Just at the essence of my existence is a connection to Hashem. That is already enough for me to have immense dveikut in prayer. Feeling it, lights revealed, this, that, and that. Don't feel it, don't feel anything. This is Yom Kippur, right? We don't have any pleasure. We take away all the physical. Why? Cling to Hashem at the core without any pleasure. Don't experience any pleasure in cling to His core. Dveikut etzim. Umi shemechapes rak hagashot v'giluim. And a person who's looking only for lights and revelations. Ze gorem lo lafraot. It causes a person to have problems. It causes a person to have a lot of interruptions in his service of Hashem. V'yefshar shel kol avodah tiyeh benuya rak l'hargasha. It's impossible that you're going to build up your whole entire spiritual portfolio right now only on the feelings. Ki hargasha lefamim mitgaleh v'rvim mitkaseh. Sometimes feelings are revealed and sometimes they're hidden, they're concealed. Ele tzarich shederech kol hargashot itchapes et Hashem itbarach atzmo. It needs to be that by way of all the emotions that you have, you're looking for Hashem Himself. And cling to the essence of Hashem without feeling any emotions sometimes. Rather from a recognition and an understanding that Hashem is here right now. And I can talk to Him and I can connect to Him. And that reality, Shukan, that He's here right now, and I can connect to Him and talk to Him, that does never ever change because your heart doesn't feel it. So in any situation, a person, whether they feel it or not, you can find from that knowledge, that understanding, right? It's not an emotion, it's a knowledge, it's a dat, it's in your head, it's something that you know, it's a fact. Hashem is here with me right now, that's all I need. I can talk and I can connect, that's all I need. I don't need a feeling, I don't need a revelation. Bet, la'amik et ha'akara b'yichud Hashem. If you go deeper with our understanding in the unity of Hashem, v'hine omek inyan ha'tfila hu, shebitfila, the depth, what is the deeper part of understanding of what a tefillah is? In tefillah, there is a download onto the person. The ability for you to achieve a deeper recognition at the of the unity of Hashem. Every time you go to pray, no matter how you did, how it was for you in your perception, you just downloaded the ability to recognize the unity of Hashem. Dainu, what does that mean? This is what's called, by the way, in Kabbalah, Amshachat Mochin, the pulling down of Mochin. That's what it, right? And with tefillah, Adam zocheh, in a prayer, a person merits, lavin v'lagish, to understand and to feel, v'yeter omek, with a great depth, et mitziyut Hashem itbarach ba'olam, et the reality of Hashem in the world. V'she'en od min dvado, right? Our favorite sentence in all of B'yam Darkecha and in the world, she'en od min dvado, there's nothing besides Hashem. Al yedei ze, and by way of this, hu mitchaber v'nidbak bo, mitkasher alav itbarach, v'yeter set v'chayei ito et chayav. By way of that, by way of getting to the deeper aspect of the Hashem being everywhere in the world, unified completely, and there's nothing besides Him. By way of that, I connect to Hashem, and I cling to Hashem, and I have a connection to Hashem, and a relationship in the deepest way possible, and I live my life with Hashem. Vezohi shlimut ha'tfilah. This is the complete idea of tefillah. Lagia la'akara yoter chazaka b'yichud Hashem yitbarach. To get to a a stronger recognition of the unity of Hashem, ומימלא לחיבור עמוק יותר בימו יתברך, and from that already to get to a deeper connection, right, a deeper relationship with Hashem יתברך, באופן, in a way that by way of my tefillah, יכיר יותר במציאות Hashem יתברך. Now I'm going to get to more recognition, a deeper recognition, a more rooted recognition of the unity of Hashem. ושהוא יחיד בעולמו, that he is unique in his world, וירגיש ויחיה אותו בכל עניין. And you're going to feel Hashem and live Hashem in all ideas. I'm going to go into the footnote, and with this we're going to finish. It's a little bit of a long one, but זאת Hashem. וזה סוד השבח שבתפילה. This is the secret of what's called praise, שבח in תפילה, in prayer. שאמרו רבותינו שצריך לומר שבח, ואחר כך בקשה, ואחר כך שבח שוב. You have to do a praise, and then your request, and then a praise again. Right? We start with just praising. We're not asking Hashem for anything. We say, you do heal. You do revive the dead. You do bring rain. Right? We're not asking Him in the beginning, in the Amidah. And then we go into asking a whole bunch of different things. And then we go back to praising Hashem. So what is the secret? כי באמת רק על ידי חלק השבח וההודעה שהוא הרגשת ייחודו וקרבתו יתברך נשלמה התפילה. Because only by way of the part of having שבח, which is praise and thanks, recognition, thanks, hod, which is the feeling of the unity and the closeness to Hashem, only by way of that is prayer completed. כי שבח, what is the idea of שבח? Of praise of Hashem. עניינו להבין ולהרגיש את גדלות השם יתברך. The idea is to feel and to understand the greatness of Hashem. ומתוך כך להכיר חזק שהכל השם יתברך עושה. And from that to come to a recognition, a stronger recognition, that everything Hashem is doing. והכל טוב גמור, and everything is completely good. וליהנות מעצם הדיבור עמו, and to just take pleasure and to enjoy just speaking to Him. אבל אם רק מבקש בקשות, but if a person is only asking, requesting all the time, אף שגם זה יקר מאוד, even though that is all for sure very dear to Hashem, מכל מקום אין זה התכלית. That is not the purpose. וזה הסיבה שהרבה מתפוללים לא נושאים ונשברים מזה. This is the reason that a lot of people in their prayers, they don't feel like they're getting their answers, they're not feeling like they're getting their salvations, and they get broken from this. וזה קורה מחמת שהם מחפשים רק הצלחה גשמית, because they're only looking for physical success, or אפילו רוחנית, or even spiritual. אבל אינם תופסים העיקר שהתפילה היא השגת אלוקות, התקשרות עם השם יתברך. If you're looking to get something physical out of your prayer, or spiritual, that is great, but that is not the end all be all. The end all be all is that now I'm getting more of an ability to connect to Hashem, to get deeper in my relationship with Hashem, and to be connected in everything I'm doing. ואף שבוודאי כל תפילה פועלת, and even though for certain, no questions asked, every single prayer does work and does an action, אבל אם מכוונים בכל דבר רק לעצמם, but if your whole entire intention, your כוונה is always only to yourself, ורחוקים מנקודת האמת, they're far from the truth, the point of truth, אז יש קטרוגים על התפילה, then there's now a lot of opposing forces coming against that prayer spiritually in שמיים. והיא אינה מצליחה להגיע למקומה, and it's not successful in getting to the place that it needs to get to. אבל מי שמתפלל כדי לגלות את השם יתברך בתוך עצמו ובכל העולם, but a person who comes to pray in order to reveal Hashem יתברך, Hashem blessed be He, in Himself, and in the whole entire world, ולדבק בו ביתר סט, and to come cling to Hashem in the deepest way possible, אזי כיוון שמטרתו נכונה, then since His intention is proper, והוא משתמש בכוח התפילה, and He's using the power of prayer, of תפילה, בשביל מה שהוא נועד, for the purpose that it was created, אזי תפילתו פועלת בשלמות, then His prayer is completely acting and is doing everything it needs to do. והוא יכול להמשיך ישועות בפועל ממש. And a person like that, that is approaching prayer in order to reveal Hashem in himself and in the world, and to show how it's all Hashem, that person, not only is he getting answered, he can even pull down complete salvations from Shemayim. בוודאי גם מי שמתפלל כראוי, and for certain, whoever prays proper, for, in a proper way, in a fitting way. לפעמים לוקח זמן, and sometimes it takes time. ולא תמיד ההשפעה נמשכת מיד. It's not always that you bring down the shefa, the abundance, the salvation straight away. אך צריך לזכור, you have to remember, שבכל תפילה, העיקר הוא להמשיך את המוחין. the whole entire point of every single prayer, the end all be all really, is to draw down mochin, to draw down brain power, intellect. Dainu, meaning, שאדם יקבל את ההכרה והשגה והרגשה היותר עמוקה בהשם יתברך, meaning that a person should come to receiving a deeper recognition, to acquire more understanding, to feel more, deeper connection to Hashem. ויתקרב הרב יותר, come closer to Hashem, לפי מדרגתו, according to your level. וזה נעשה מיד. And that is done immediately. That is done immediately. If you do your request, you're trying to get successful, you're trying to complete one Shmonaisa without having different thoughts, all those things, that's nice, but you're dealing with yourself. You want to deal with connecting Hashem, meaning I become now this radiant tower of a lightning rod of Dveikut, that I reveal Hashem in me, and then that is revealing Him in the world. Everything I look at, I can recognize now Hashem deeper because I prayed Mincha, I prayed Arvit, I prayed Shacharit. Every time I go to prayer, I'm downloading more of the ability to see Hashem completely in the world and to not get confused of this world at all. When I go to pray like that, now when I go to ask Hashem, please, B'zad Hashem, I know it's all You, but because it's all You, I'm asking You, Hashem, Yitbarach, please help this person. That person, I could potentially pull down that Yeshua, right? Any one of us that approaches tefillah that way, we have the ability then. Why? Because our approach is now, I'm connecting to Hashem, I'm reconnecting to the source. And if I'm at the source, then it's you're at the source. It's that simple. So, B'zad Hashem, we're going to stop here. We have a lot more to do in tefillah, but that's a nice beginning definition, and we have a little bit more in this first chapter, but we'll do that next week.